Welcome to another episode of Influence Weekly, the podcast that dives deep into influencer marketing and the creator economy. Explore news, trends, hear stories, and get behind the scenes with industry leaders. In today's episode, we're unpacking the dramatic shifts in the influencer landscape, from a TikTok star trading viral fame for a 9-to-5, to content creators taking a stand in Washington, and a unique agency turning dermatologists and doctors into social media sensations. If you're scrolling through TikTok hoping to stumble upon Anna Wolferman's latest fashion find or makeup tutorial, you might be waiting longer than you think. In a revelation that's left fans and fellow creators buzzing, Anna has decided it's time to say goodbye to the influencer life that catapulted her to nearly a million followers. That's right. The same Anna who dazzled us with her college adventures and tailgate glam has packed up her ring lights and called it quits on full-time content creation. But what triggered such an unexpected pivot from viral videos to the vistas of the corporate world for our beloved TikToker? Anna's fresh out of college, the world at her feet, with brand partnerships rolling in. But she's trading in the limelight for a 9-to-5 gig. Why, you may ask? It boils down to a desire for substance over surface, teamwork over self-promotion, and seeking rewards beyond likes and shares. Anna herself puts it best, grappling with the notion of marketing her life as her primary focus. That's quite the insightful take from someone whose daily grind centered around perfecting the art of online engagement. The hectic demands of TikTok's thrice-daily content cycle started chipping away at her joy, transforming what was once a passion into a source of anxiety. It was more than just chasing the next viral hit. It was a conscious shift towards a happier existence, craving more structure, deeper connections with coworkers, and moving towards collective goals. Anna's ready to bring the skills honed in the influencer arena into a more traditional role, eyeing positions in digital marketing and multimedia production. The big question now is, what does this mean for the influencing game at large? With role models like Anna taking a step back, are we seeing a new trend on the horizon? A move toward more lasting, fulfilling career paths that go beyond the swipe up and sponsored post? Anna's exit might just signal a cultural shift. A reminder that behind the glitz and glamour, content creators are navigating the same complex life choices as the rest of us. Stay tuned for more discussions about the evolving influencer ecosystem. But for now, it's a wrap on Anna's chapter in the TikTok tapestry and the start of a new off-camera adventure. It's not every day that you see a cavalcade of TikTok stars trading their ring lights for the harsh fluorescence of Capitol Hill. But this week was an exception. Scores of the platform's most influential creators descended on Washington to stand against a bill that could very well determine the fate of TikTok in the U.S., their mission. To show lawmakers the human side of the app, beyond the dance challenges and lip syncs, TikTok is a lifeline for businesses, a meeting ground for communities, and a launchpad for entrepreneurs. With the House set to cast its vote, the bipartisan bill has placed ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, in the hot seat amid swirling national security concerns about data privacy and potential Chinese government influence. As the gears of democracy churn, this has ignited a fiery debate touching on freedom of expression and the very fabric of internet creativity. Take Summer Lucille, for example. If you haven't scrolled past one of her boutique's vibrant TikTok ads, you're probably not one of her 1.4 million followers. For her, TikTok isn't just a pastime. It's a critical marketing vehicle that has broadened her customer base to global proportions. Like others at the rally, Lucille expressed her anxieties about the app's potential ban, hinting at the crippling effect it could have on her business. Then there's JT Laybourne, a father from Utah whose heartfelt story of using TikTok for charitable causes resonates deeply. His journey from heart surgery patient to raising $1 million for the American Heart Association was largely fueled by the community he built on the app. His plea in Washington to save the app that not only brought joy into his family's life, but also allowed them to bring help to others. As if its role in pop culture wasn't potent enough, TikTok now stands in a delicate balance, swaying between being a security risk and a cornerstone of modern entrepreneurship and connection. With officials briefing lawmakers on one hand and content creators sharing their personal narratives on the other, this dichotomy is emblematic of the intricate weave of technology, politics, and daily life. What the resolution will look like remains to be seen. But rest assured, the voices from TikTok's front lines will echo long after the gavel hits the wood in the halls of power. In the rapidly evolving world of digital marketing, Susan Yara is a name that stands out as a pioneer and a visionary. Her story is one of evolution, having moved from traditional journalism into the forefront of the creator economy. With over two decades of experience under her belt, Susan has seen it all, from the early days of online video content to the rise of influencers as we know them today. Susan's foray into the digital realm began around 2003-2004, when she was part of the team that launched Forbes magazine's website and video network, setting her on a path that would shape her career in ways she couldn't have imagined. By 2014, she was ready to take her expertise independent, launching the YouTube channel Mixed Makeup, a platform dedicated to beauty enthusiasts, specifically targeting an audience that was seeking more mature content. She knew the market inside and out, but as an early influencer herself, Susan encountered the challenge of monetization in a landscape where sponsorships were scarce. Her solution? To create client production work for beauty brands, doctors, and other entities looking to stake a claim in the digital space. This balanced the operational needs of running Mixed Makeup while it grew. But Susan's journey didn't end there. Amid the pandemic halt in production, she spotted an opportunity in the rise of expert influencers, new to content creation, and founded GlowLab Collective. This management firm sought to mentor and guide this new wave of digital pioneers through the intricacies of brand deals and sponsorship navigations. GlowLab was distinctive in its approach, providing true mentorship drawn from Susan's comprehensive experience across all facets of the creator economy. From content creators to producers, brand owners, and now as a mentor, she and her team brought invaluable insights to those they represented. Their success led Yara to the digital department, a merger that expanded GlowLab's reach and resource pool. The collaboration signified an even greater opportunity for her creators, furnishing them with larger scale partnerships and the chance to elevate their careers beyond one-off deals. Today, Susan Yara continues her work mentoring influencers on strategy and development, always with an eye on long-term success. Her focus on legitimate expertise has set a precedent in an influencer market saturated with content. Her message is clear. It's not about shock value or virality. It's about enriching lives with valuable information. So here's to a trailblazer like Susan Yara, whose vision and determination have not only carved her own path to success, but have cleared the way for countless others in the creator economy. Her story is a testament to the power of innovation and the impact one can have in this industry. Thank you for tuning in to Influence Weekly, where we explore the ever-evolving landscape of influencer marketing and the creator economy. Stay tuned for more insights into the world of influencer marketing, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more valuable content in our upcoming episodes. See you next week.